Hello, my name is Zanaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I am thoroughly confused about who's eligible and who isn't. And so I had some questions about that I need to ask. And here's what I'm confused about. According to the, I went online and looked for all this stuff, Alabama COVID-19 vaccination allocation team, it looks like we're on 1C because the governor, said persons age 65 to 74 years. And then I was also looking on the COVID, I was looking on the ADPH website, Alabama Department of Public Health, and it said COVID-19 vaccination eligibility expanded in Alabama to include persons age 65 to 74, and it said and others. And then it said later on, and I'm getting to my point, it said later on in there, persons in identified age groups at risk for it said covered in this expanded group, the new one that Governor Ivey did, are people at high risk for work-related exposure and persons in identified age groups at risk for COVID-19 associated morbidity and mortality. And then when I looked at the allocation, Alabama COVID-19 vaccination allocation plan, that falls in 1C, in phase 1C. And persons with high-risk medical conditions, ages 16 to 64. Yes. And it has a footnote, and it lists those conditions. So does that mean that if I have one of those conditions, I would be eligible? Because in the footnotes, footnote number 2, you can read all of that, the different conditions, diabetes and just everything like that.
COPD. Yes. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that was it. That was all.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Indeed, if you qualify for any of the high-risk medical conditions that are in the footnotes per the allocation plan on ADPH, you do qualify to go ahead and register for an appointment.
Good. Okay. But I was confused about the drive-through clinics. They have a big one going on in Montgomery that I was hoping that we could go to, my mom and myself. And we would qualify, certainly under those conditions. And so I was wondering if but it just specifically says 1A through, phases 1A through 1B can go to that drive-through clinic. Is that correct? I mean, that's
yes,
maybe it's just that drive-through clinic, but we could go to other clinics.
Yes, ma'am. Indeed, you can go to other clinics. I would say if you're already on the website, I think all the drive-throughs at the moment are just doing 1A and 1B because they're doing the second dose most are doing the second dose specifically. If you're looking for a place that does drive-through, once you go to the ADPH website and click How Do I Get a Vaccine, if you scroll down, they do have 2 options for the vaccine. If you would like to find a drive-through or walk-in location that'll accept you for 1C, you can put in your zip code and put in the mile radius that you're willing to travel, and it'll find you a drive-through or a walk-in location. But you can also schedule a vaccine with the following areas in Montgomery. All you have to do is click schedule a vaccine, and it's going to ask you for the registration information needed.
Okay. And so I would tell them that under one phase 1C that we are, I would just tell them when I call or go in that we are in phase 1C, the, what is it called, the high risk?
Yes, ma'am. You advise that you're 1C high risk high-risk medical conditions, and I'm fairly sure they may not ask you for any additional information within your registration. When they call you to confirm your appointment, they may ask for additional health information from you.
Okay. I think there's some walk-in clinics. Like if we go to the county health departments, do we have to schedule ahead of time, or can we just walk in?
For the first dose, it is registration, and I can provide you with the phone number that is performing the registration. The second dose is walk-in or drive-through.
Okay, I see. That's what I was confused about. All right, well, thank you. I'll just call them personally and ask them then. Thank you.
No problem. Did any further help today?
I'm sorry?
I said no problem. Did you need any further help today?
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks very much. Bye.
No problem at all. I do thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.